I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else, I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself, I would find a way.
Is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Is Talk with John. I am your host, John, here Saturdays from 3 to 5 Mountain Time, 4 to 6 Central. I am interacting with you, and I look forward to interacting with you the rest of the hour. Now, let's see. I am attempting to figure out, I was going to have a guest join me. And we attempted to reach out to him, and he's not answering. I am going to see if I have a quick. Well, let me put it this way. Sam already reached out to him. I'm seeing if I have his information. And apparently I don't. So I was going to send him a text message. Or at least see if I could send him a text, and I don't have it. So something that I'm going to do from time to time that I do on my show, I'm just going to give the guy a call and see if he answers. And if he doesn't, we understand, and we'll just go forward with the show. But I think we will give him one shot. All right. So it went straight to his voicemail. Sam, if you can leave him a thing on Skype, that'd be great, too. All right, so let's just get to it. This is Talk with John here on Republic Broadcasting. I'm your host here Saturdays from 3 to 5 time, Mountain Time, 4 to 6 Central. You can join me and interact with me, and I look forward to interacting with you folks over the remainder of this hour. Don't know exactly why we weren't able to have him join us, and we're going to attempt to do that over his over the break. I think I'll see what I can do to make that happen. But in the meantime, let me give out the show prayer that I have. I hope my show is a gift back to my forefathers, the founding fathers, and may it be an acceptable token to our Father above. Then, the show motto, where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of Christ. Where the Spirit of Christ is, there will be liberty. And the greater the Spirit of Christ, the greater liberty will be. That is the focus. That is the focus of my thoughts. And it's kind of been the focus on this show for the last 3 years. I can't say that everything I do has to do with liberty all the time in my daily life. But when it comes to the show, it is first and foremost in my thoughts. And it is everything that I want to focus on. So let's get into a few things that we have going on that I think are worth talking about. One of the more insidious things that are happening throughout the nation or here to us in the United States is the federal government joining the federal government and the bureaucracy, which is in the federal government, teaming up with the Democrats. I think the majority of the people in the, especially in Washington, D.C., the people that are at the power and have the power of Washington, D.C., other than those elected into office. And as we know, the Democrats control and control now. They control Congress, they control the Senate, and they control the presidency. We don't know exactly how the Senate's going to fall out. Looks like at best it's going to be a 50-50 tie. As of January, when the new Congress is installed, looks like the Senate will be at best 50-50. If not, it will be fully controlled by the Democrats. The presidency is controlled by the Democrats, as well as the House will be controlled by the Republican branch. But, as we know, a huge percentage of them are rhinos. And when I look at the unelected people, bureaucracy, those that are at the head of it are globalists, Democrat. They either out and out support the Democrats or they give them cover. Now, it's interesting how we have seen cover run for the Democrats. The Biden, it's finally coming out that Hunter Biden's laptop, it's worth looking here, or at least there's something to it. It's not a lie. 2 years too late. And evidence is starting to be revealed that, oh, you know what? Maybe Joe Biden actually knew something. Now, the question is the Republicans going to do anything about it? I don't know. But it really seems one-handed. And then on top of that, they're using the FBI is going after Americans. They're going after parents for showing up at school boards. They're going after Americans because they go through and do a walkthrough in the Capitol. They were terrified of that. Let's be clear. When they said that it was an insurrection, it was nothing of the sort. Because one thing you do when you have an insurrection is you bring firearms so you can take control. They didn't do that. I think Stuart Rhodes got completely jobbed. He got completely railroaded. He got it stuck to him. And you look at that scenario and you just go, what in the world happened? I don't have the foggiest idea. I know. Because the left, the mainstream media, and the government are all run by the Democrats. And those that want to take away freedom, your right to the First Amendment, to the Second Amendment, and basically every other amendment, they want to take it away. But I do think that there are few in Congress that I think are doing some good things. Wish we had a whole lot of Tom Massey's. I wish we had Ron Paul still back there. Rand Paul, pretty good. So we'll see what comes of it. Another one that I think is decent, fairly decent, is Jim Jordan. Not awesome, not stellar, not the best. Not Tom Massey, good. We had a few candidates for office running here in Utah that would have been absolutely outstanding had they made it, but they didn't. So I want to get to a thought. Jim Jordan is going to be the incoming chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. At least that's what it looks like. Made good on a promise to investigate the politicalization of the FBI aggressively on November 18th, that he's going after him aggressively. We'll see. On November 18th, letters were sent to 42 Biden administration officials, including FBI Director Christopher Wray, mandating their cooperation in the Judicial Committee's further investigations into allegations of politicalization and bias at the Federal Bureau of Investigations. Now, someone in Congress may be mandating the Judiciary Committee. They may be mandating the FBI's investigation, but it doesn't mean that they will actually do a good job of it, right? The House Judiciary Committee recent 1,050-page report notes that there is likely much more to be uncovered in the months ahead. But from what is known, it is clear the FBI needs repair. Could the FBI's abdication of duty and failure to cooperate be seditious? In this host's opinion, the answer to that is undoubtedly, absolutely they are. The House Judiciary Committee has the authority to investigate the FBI under Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution. The committee claims the FBI has not been cooperative, stating in their most recent letter, "We have made several requests for information and documents concerning operations and actions of the Federal Bureau of Investigation to date. You have ignored these." So this was in the letter. Let me start over. The FBI has not been cooperative, and stating in the most recent letter by the House Judiciary Committee, this is the statement to them. "We have made several requests for information and documents concerning operations and actions of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. To date, you have ignored these requests or you have failed to respond sufficiently. If the FBI continues thumbing its nose, the letter threatens the use of what they refer to as compulsory processes." They don't have to. They got Fauci in a meeting, and he started just saying, "I don't know." They said, where was the study showing that masks work? "I don't know. I don't remember. I can't find it. You know, I can't remember." What makes you think that anything is going to be different with this committee? I don't know. I'd love for that to be the case. Maybe they take money away from the FBI. That's possible. So, even at a recent Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee hearing, Senator Hawley scolded FBI Director Wray for abandoning a required hearing. Now, if I remember correctly, Christopher Wray was like, "Hey, I got a vacation scheduled. Sorry, I need to go on this vacation. Forget it. Stuff it, guys." Since August, this has been looked into. It's been looked in for a long time. Biden administration FBI has slow walked justice for the victims of the FBI. So, a couple questions that need to be asked by Jim Jordan, and hopefully this will happen. Did the FBI have confidential human sources participate in the domestic terrorism? Have they had that happen? And of course their statement is going to be no. Are pro-life pregnancy centers, particularly those that have been victims of domestic violence, are they currently being investigated by the FBI? There's not really much information that shows that they care very much. We've had these pregnancy centers burned. They've been vandalized. They've had spray painting done on them, saying some terrible things. Where's the FBI? I think we have a break that's should be happening any moment, and we'll take that when it does. There it is. This is Talk with John.
So Republicans will control the House and Trump is running for president again. Now what? I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system before cold and flu season. What can we hope for from a Republican-controlled House of Representatives? Well, if history is an example, not much. Maybe instead of bills spending $2 trillion at a time, maybe they'll only spend $1.5 trillion. Government accounts for 57% of our nation's gross domestic product. That means that every taxpayer works from January 1st through July 27th just to feed our massive, bloated, overgrown government. If we wanted to get anywhere near a balanced budget, we would have to cut spending, all spending, by nearly 25%. The last time a president was elected to cut spending, Reagan was only able to cut the growth of spending. The Uniparty in D.C. has created an uncontrollable monster. It no longer matters whether Democrats or Republicans are in charge. The monster will continue to be fed with your money and your liberty. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time. Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension
Sam,
3
are you there?
For details.
Sam?
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I think you're crazy. Since I was little, it looked like fun. And there's no coincidence I've come. And I can die when I'm done.
Republic Broadcasting, this is Talk with John, and I will be here the rest of the next hour and a half, hour and 25 minutes. So I don't think that we'll be having that guest join us. I have not heard back from him. I attempted to reach him by phone, and I've also texted him, and nothing has happened. So I was planning on having this first hour that I would have with him, and doesn't look like that is going to be taking place. Okay, so what does that help you? Hey, We're going to have open lines for the remainder of the show. I've got a number of topics and stories that I want to go over and want to chat with you folks about. That being said, feel free to reach out to me and look forward to talking to you. Phone number is 512-248-8252. Once again, that number is 512-248-8252. So as I was talking about before the commercial break, I was talking about how Congressman Jim Jordan had reached out to a number of 42 people within the Biden administration or Biden administration officials, one of those including FBI Director Christopher Wray was reached out to. And they asked him some questions. And I think they're going to continue to ask him questions. And one of those main questions is the FBI, they want to see if there's an investigation, or the Judiciary Committee is going to want to look into further investigations into the allegations of politicalization and bias of the FBI towards and against the American public, and more specifically against Republicans. So one of those things that they want to know is, did confidential FBI human sources participate in domestic terrorism? I think that's a fair question. Now, I'm not going to have a ton of faith that they're going to answer that question truthfully, especially when they say we're aware of well, what would be the proper statement? Ray Epps, when they say, one of them is like, yeah, we're aware of who he is, but they have nothing further to say. And then another individual says, yeah, I'm not really familiar with, I don't have full knowledge of Ray Epps. Dodging questions. And so another question they should be asking, or at least the Judiciary Committee, and I hope Representative Jim Jordan does, knowing that they are going to dodge every chance they get. Also, questions along the lines of, are pro-life pregnancy centers, particularly the ones that have been victims of domestic violence, currently being investigated by the FBI? I don't think so. Now, the FBI will go after a woman who is going into a pro-life, or goes into a abortion clinic and starts singing a hymn. Now, they will go after her. They will go after a father who defends his son against a man who is attempting to attack his son. I believe his son was, I know his son was a minor, and I believe his son was around 12 years old. Now, I would love to have that same man go after my now 14-year-old son. I would have loved to have had him go after him when he was 13. My son probably would have wiped the floor with him. He's a big boy. That would have been a lot of fun to see. I would have loved it about 6 months ago, had that man go after my 17-year-old son. I guarantee you my 17-year-old son would have wiped the floor with him. Both of my boys are as intimidating or more so than I am. So it's interesting who those individuals and those types will go after and who don't. Another question for him is, why has the FBI chosen not to categorize the crimes of the pro-life pregnancy centers as domestic terrorism? Is there an FBI investigation into the Mann Act violations concerning minors, such as the 10-year-old rape victim in Ohio who was transported to Indiana for an abortion? Have you advocated, paid for, or had an abortion? And has the FBI been in support of the groups that have done that? To me, it is very clear that they, and let's throw in another group, the January 6th individuals. Looks like we're missing a commercial break. What about the January 6th individuals? What's going on there? You're willing to go after individuals for the January 6th events when they went to peacefully march and protest against Congress for acts that they saw that were against the best interests of them and fellow citizens of the United States. Over 1 million people went there. There were numbers anywhere between 1.5 and 2 million, over 2 million people that were in Washington, D.C. I've said this before and I'll say it again. The Congress, the vast majority of Congress, did not care in the summer of 2020 when businesses were being burnt to the ground, where people were being shot and chased, or being chased and shot and attacked, when there were attacks on federal buildings. They didn't care. No big deal. Care less. But as soon as it showed up at their doorstep, and let me be clear, I think that a very big percentage, I want to say probably, I think most likely when we get on the other side and we find out the history of the world, we're going to see that the majority of the people that were trying to break into the Capitol were actually people on the left or federal agents or people that the federal agents, FBI, maybe even CIA, Capitol Police, people in plain clothes that belonged to the federal government or were, what's the proper term? Gymed up, revved up by members of the federal government to try to get in that building. Now, those doors were open from the inside. The windows weren't broken through and people gone in. The doors were open from the inside. And then once they got inside, a few of them maybe broke a couple windows on the inside. And someone went and did number two on Nancy's desk. They took pictures of themselves sitting in seats in the House, right up there on the gavel, right up on Nancy's seat. You know, I'm sure that really ticked her off, but they were never really in threat of their life because they didn't have any firearms. All the firearms were in the government side. But I will tell you, it scared him and it worried him, because how fast did they get a fence up? When Donald Trump said, hey, you guys might want to have a little bit more security. Hey, you might want to have the National Guard come and help. They were like, he was told, nah, don't worry about it. Nancy Pelosi didn't want to take that call. She wanted the optics. Nancy Pelosi was, however, not the person that benefited the most from January 6th. Chuck Schumer was not the person that benefited most from January 6th. Joe Biden, Joe Bob, current occupier of the White House, was not the biggest beneficiary of January 6th. It was Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell was the top person in the Senate at that time, and he could have had his sergeant-in-arms, the Senate sergeant-in-arms, have more people there for the Capitol Police. They didn't do that. They weren't concerned about it. I don't think there's any question that they were in full knowledge of what was coming. I firmly believe they have access to tweets. They know what's going on. They can see the traffic. They get the information from Facebook. They knew what was coming their way, and they wanted it to make it look bad, and they've done everything they can. Now, there's plenty of us that are conservative, that understand, hey, this really wasn't on them. Nope, it wasn't. This was on others. And so the question goes, I want to know from the FBI. I want to know from Christopher Wray. I want to know from the Attorney General what you guys knew, because I want to be very clear. I don't think that they are going to answer it honestly. They have no need to. They'll be protected. They'll be protected by the Democrats in the deep state. They will be protected from the people, the powers that be, the ones that are really in control, that are way above the president. That's who's running them. That's who's running it, who's giving them cover. It won't happen. I was asked this question a couple of times over the last couple of weeks. John, when do we pick up arms? And it's not yet. And they're like, well, you're just a pacifist. You never would pick up firearms. And pacifist I may agree with, but do I think there's a point in time where it's time to do it? Yes, but it's not now. One of my concerns is we as an American public are just, we're too content. Now, most of the listeners to this program are not super content. But there's a number of you that have said, I'm never voting an election again. Here is why I think it's important. And it's because of a belief in God that I say this. First of all, how righteous are we being in our own personal lives? Are we living the commandments? Are we doing what we're supposed to be doing? Heaven knows John, talk with John isn't. Not enough. Not enough. One of the reasons why we have to cast that vote is because it is one of the most sacred duties that we have. It's been so rare throughout the history of the world that the little people can actually vote on something. we need to be better at helping our neighbors see evidence of fraud and wrongdoing. That'll be helpful. And if we can do that, we've got a chance, but we can't stop voting. Now, do I absolutely believe that there was a bunch of fraud? I totally do. I believe that there was election fraud. I think those numbers were fixed in the elections. Our votes, the Democrats are figuring out ways to get it done, and the deep state is too. And I want to share this. I want to share this text from Steve Elkins that he sent me. I identify as a conspiracy theorist. My pronouns are told you so. I've said this on the airwaves as well. My personal opinion when it comes to conspiracies is there's a conspiracy if there isn't a conspiracy about a conspiracy. Yep. Conspiracy is the way of the world. Two people getting together to commit fraud, wrongdoing, that's a conspiracy. And just because you're not in jail and you're not caught doesn't mean it didn't happen. I am convinced that in general we have nothing but fraud. And it's a real concern. All right, so a couple things I want. Let's get to a few stories, but I wanted to kind of start off the show with that. And that was going to be the conversation I was going to have with a guest. There was also some other things that I was going to talk about to Guy about. Wanted to know his thoughts and why he supported Herschel Walker and why a man in Florida wants to support Herschel Walker. There's a part of me that goes, the more that they hate you, the more they come out against you, means maybe the more we need to support that individual. Those are kind of my thoughts. So here's something I want to get to. This is a really interesting thing. You want to know why I don't trust and why so many of us don't trust the federal government? I think here is maybe not evidence piece number one. It's more like evidence piece 1,461. Would be disinformation board czar Nina Janikowski registers as a foreign agent. Now, the Department of Homeland Security Disinformation Governance Board was terminated in August. Remember the board that was supposedly going to tell us what was accurate and what wasn't in social media? The woman tapped to lead that board, Nina Janikowski, resigned. She has pushed multiple falsehoods herself about the Steele dossier and about Hunter Biden's laptop. On May 18th, Nina Janikowski resigned from her role in leading the Department of Homeland Security's Disinformation Governance Board. She had previously pushed multiple falsehoods. She claimed that the Hunter Biden laptop was disinformation and pushed the now debunked Steele dossier. This led to the Department of Homeland Security announcing that they were pausing the board's work. The board has been officially terminated. The Department of Homeland Security released a statement confirming this. But now this. Nina, good old gal that she is, she registered on behalf of the Center for Information Resilience. The Center for Information Resilience is a British group that counters online disinformation. Why does she need to sign up with a British group? Nina Janikowski, the would-be disinformation czar who was dropped from the Department of Homeland Security, and this is talk with John's words, like a hot potato. She was a hot mess. After public scrutiny, is now registered officially as a foreign agent, according to government records. She also advised the British Parliament to set standards for speech on the internet, telling it that the British government could find ways to suppress undesirable speech, ignoring freedom of expression and fairy dust. She is now registered as a foreign representative under Foreign Agent Restoration Act on behalf of the Center for Misinformation Resilience, a British organization devoted to countering disinformation online. The Center for Information Resilience announced that she was joining on Twitter. Kind of interesting that they put that on Twitter. The follow-up question to all of this is, do you think she will ever, now that we know that the Hunter Biden laptop has been proven to be true, do you think she will ever apologize for the disinformation she has pushed? I don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen, not in a million years. Also, another thing that happened last week, the FBI was, the corrupt FBI was caught inserting documents during a Mar-a-Lago raid to make Trump look bad, but they're now gone. The nation is broken, and those in charge of our justice system are crooks. You think the FBI Director Ray is going to be looking into this? I don't think so. The Department of Justice is unjust. Its leaders are like foxes in the hen house or criminals running the police station. In an earlier article posted at the Gateway Pundit on September 1st, 2022, only a few weeks after the unprecedented, unnecessary, and unlawful raid of the president's home, President Trump, that would be, They noted the FBI inserted documents into the collection of documents they stole from the President Trump's home during the raid. Interesting. The FBI wanted to make sure that it looked like a crime scene. We know this because containers were right next door. The documents would have been placed on a table had the FBI wanted to take a picture of the documents showing them as scattered across the floor or as shown to indicate that they were found this way. A lie we explained below. The FBI inserted documents into the photos. The FBI also altered or photoshopped things after pictures were taken and items were taken. Folks, do you trust your FBI? I'm going to tell you my answer is no. I have a family member who has an in-law who works for the FBI. That family member thinks the person that works for the FBI is good and decent man. I really question that. The FBI is so dirty and corrupt that I don't know. You're tainted just from working in it. The FBI, one of the things that we should have done was, with the FBI, that is, one of the things that we should have done back at the very beginning forming of the FBI is we should have done an amendment to the Constitution if we were going to have it done. Nowhere in the Constitution does it call for the federal government to become a police body. I think it is one of the most corrupt organizations probably in the federal government now. Maybe second only to the CIA. All right, let's move on to another story. We've caught him red-handed, and he won't get away. This is what Senator Rand Paul accuses Fauci of funding research that caused 7 million people to die. And Sam, go ahead and play that commercial if it's going to be coming up. Senator Rand Paul joined Jesse Waters on Thursday night to discuss the arrogant and misguided Dr. Fauci. Rand Paul, a medical doctor and U.S. senator, has never hesitated to call out Dr. Fauci on his numerous lies and dangerous policies. I don't know that I quite go that far with this article. On Thursday, Senator Paul weighed in on Dr. Fauci's exit tour. There is no public figure or public health figure who has made a greater error in judgment than Dr. Fauci. The error in judgment was to fund gain-of-function research in a totalitarian country, meaning China. Funding research that allowed them to create super viruses that accidentally leaked into the public and caused 7 million people to die. Think about it. This is right up there with the decisions, some of them as malevolent or military, or some of the malevolent or military to kill millions of people. This accidental release goes to judgment. Talk about errors. You think he might apologize to the world for funding research that allowed superviruses to be created in a lab? A lab that was not properly outfitted for safety that people were already reporting was dangerous? Support that type of research and then look away and say nothing to see here. Bottom line is, I hope Dr. Fauci, little Dr. Fauci, is held liable, and I hope he sees jail time. Or come out and tell the truth. Tell the whole truth. I don't think he will. He's got too much money wrapped up in it. It'll never see the light of day. On election news about Herschel Walker, voter GA releases evidence of 20,000 votes being removed from Herschel Walker's reported totals in November election. Voter GA released the supporting evidence showing Herschel Walker did have 20,000 votes vanish from the amounts being reported by the media during the recent November election. It was reported previously on suspect reporting in the 2020 Senate race in Georgia. At one point in the evening, a large chunk of ballots was reported for Democrat Ralph Warnock that put him into the lead. One of those really curious spikes, blue spikes. Now, I've listened to a number of commentators who have been looking into the elections, and they're like, these red spikes never happen like the blue dumps happen. And if there's a red dump, there will be a blue dump that coincides with it. But notice how all of those scenarios wind up finding and where they wind up happening. Amazing how the Democrats always win those. They also reported today that Warnock benefited more than any candidate in the U.S. in the 2022 election from millions in donations from unemployed actors over the past year. This is criminal. Today, Voter GA announced that they found evidence that 20,000 votes were removed from Herschel Walker's total during the election. Voter GA shared in a press release. Voter GA also shared following some anomalies. Another day in the Democrat where in Democrats taking care of themselves, and who cares what happens to the nation? I don't know that we will ever get another honest election again, and that's talk with John's supposition. But I don't think I'm that far off, and I think I have every evidence to say that. Okay, plain and simple, the left and the powers that be, the ones that are in really control of the world, just want to just spit on us. Biden's DOE pup handler, Sam Brittenton, requesting his preliminary hearings being held remotely due to financial difficulties after being put on leave for stealing a woman's suitcase. This is the guy who is quote-unquote non-binary or whatever. It's the guy that's the bald-headed dude that's in a dress in a picture working for the Biden administration. Joe Biden's gender-fluid pup handler DOE employee Sam Brittenton was charged with felony theft for stealing a woman's luggage last month at an airport in Minnesota, the MSP airport in Minnesota. According to Alpha News, Sam Brittenton took a woman's bag from the baggage claim area on September 16th. Britton reportedly removed the ID tag from the blue bag, quickly left the area, and jumped in an Uber. We'll get to the rest of this story on the other side of the break.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.